happy to be here. This is kind of a really fun topic for me to talk about. I don't know how to screen share, I mean, and do all the fancy things, but I have one picture I just want to show you. This was just a few years ago of my face. This was me. Can you all see that? There was more of me back then, before I really learned to figure out how to, how to stay true to my plan of eating. Briefly, I came into OA in 2010, so about 15 and a half years ago, and this current abstinence is about 2 months shy of 3 years. So I can tell you from my experiences that travel was a big red flag and a huge trigger for me. It usually didn't work out. I had very poor planning skills and really didn't have the tools that I needed to manage the distractions, the time differences, and the delicacies that are out there in the world. So the last couple of years, I've been busy. I kind of condensed about 30 years into about 3 and decided to go off and see the world. How am I going to manage that and stay on my program? What am I going to do? So I kind of have a few different categories that I've been on, and I'm just going to kind of tell you what I did, and maybe it will help someone. You know, when people talk about going on a cruise, and the first thing people think is food. You know, from early in the morning all the way past midnight, and you're on a floating buffet, and it's just everywhere, everywhere you look. And so, how do I manage on a cruise? Oh my goodness. You know, actually, it's really easy to be on a cruise, believe it or not. Breakfast buffets are very, and it's okay if I mention specific foods. Forgot to ask you. Yes. Breakfast buffets are wonderful for me to get things like oatmeal, eggs, and fruit. The problem would always come at dinner time. So, cruises, the majority of the time, I would eat in the dining room. Something that I did that was wonderful. My first night there, before dinner, I would talk to the head waiter and the maitre d' of my section. I would explain to them that I have food allergies. The next question was, what are you allergic to? And I just said, I would say I'm allergic to a lot of things. However, if you could help me for my meals, that would be wonderful. So, what we decided to do was every night they gave me the printed menu of what they're serving for the next evening. I chose my selection and I asked them if they could just prepare my food without sauces or gravies or anything on it. A little salt and pepper and spices were fine, but if they could just prepare it plain. They were more than happy to help me and accommodate me. So literally every night that we ate in the dining room, we sat down, and within a few minutes, my meal was brought to me, just like I needed. It was amazing. They were only too happy to help. Cruises also have lots of specialty restaurants, and you can get the menus on the websites. For me, it was the dining room because I needed to know that I could get what I needed. It worked out beautifully. Honestly, it was so easy. It was sad to come home and to figure out what am I going to have for dinner and work on it myself. So cruises were actually super easy, believe it or not, with all of the food that's out there. Breakfast in the dining room was wonderful. I could order off the menu or the buffets. So don't be afraid to go on a cruise because you can definitely have it on your have lots of things that you need on your food plan and have it made specifically for you. So, another segue, getting to cruises, airports and airplanes. Okay, 2 months ago, I flew from New Jersey to Tokyo and back, and it was a 14-hour flight. It was long. I always make sure when I'm in an airport or a plane that I have 3 days worth of non-perishable, of course, food with me, protein and rice cakes or something like that. So that if I miss a meal or there's nothing for me, I always have something in my purse. The things that I have with me are weighed and measured, and they're in accordance with my nutritionist and my sponsor. So in case there's a problem getting something in an airport, I always have something with me. I've also been able to request gluten-free meals before I fly on long flights like that. They usually have that selection, and that usually means a plain piece of protein with a salad and fruit. Sometimes they'll sneak a gluten-free roll in. That's not for me, but that's a wonderful option that I discovered, and it works really well. On long haul overnight flights, you can also request eggs in the morning, some type of protein. So at least when you get to where you're going, you've had something to eat along the way. So airlines are actually pretty accommodating, I found out. And the flight to Japan and back was wonderful. I was definitely not hungry, and I had exactly what I needed, which was a really pleasant surprise. Sometimes in airports, smaller regional airports where there's only like fast food or food courts. This was a great story. I was in Rochester, Minnesota, flying back to New Jersey. Our training had ended. We're in the airport. I was kind of hungry. It was around lunchtime. I had a 3-hour flight, and I'm like, oh my goodness, there's just nothing in this airport for me to eat. And somehow I went into the pizza place of all places, and I asked them if they could make me some shrimp over steamed spinach, and they did. And I was amazed. And I was able to have a meal in the airport with a salad. And I was like, wow, this was amazing. I would have never thought to go into a pizzeria, but it was no problem. Doesn't always work that way, but this time it did. And it was a little bit more appealing than what I had in my purse, but I always had my backup in case I needed it. That was wonderful. When I am somewhere domestic, and I'm far from home, what I like to do ahead of time is pre-order my food, say from a Whole Foods or a local supermarket. Whole Foods is great because they're everywhere. You can usually find them. So I order from home. I make sure I have a mini fridge in the hotel. And then if I have a rental car, I get my car, I go right to Whole Foods and pick up my food and go right to the hotel and check in. And that way, I have perishables. I've got eggs. I've got small containers of oatmeal, which I can add hot water for to make my own breakfast in the room. And I buy my own fruit because hotel breakfast can be expensive. And this way, I can just feed myself and I have everything that I need in the hotel room. In Rochester, there was no Whole Foods, but they had a local food co-op. So no matter where I go, and if I'm not sure, I just call the front desk at the hotel and ask them, where's your local grocery store? And can I order online? And I've never found a place where I couldn't order something ahead of time. And it's really always worked out that I could have what I need right in my hotel room. So internationally, I travel with a women's travel group, and these tours are all planned for you. Okay, so interesting. In about 2 to 3 weeks in advance, we get the itinerary and it has every restaurant that we're going to. So the beauty of the world today is that most of these re restaurants have websites with an English tab, and I can get on all of their websites and look at their dinner menus. And I'm kind of old school, so I take a little index card. And I write down each restaurant and what I'm going to order for dinner based on the menu. I take a photo of it. Now, sometimes you get to the restaurant and the menu's changed or they don't make that dish anymore. 9 times out of 10, I can actually get what I chose at home. And if for some reason I can't, Google Translator is wonderful. And I've already pre-programmed it into my phone, into the language where I'm going, that I have food allergies. And if they could please cook me this piece of fish or chicken with no sauces, no gravies, just some salt and pepper and a little oil if you need to cook it in. And it's amazing how it works. And the wait staff is always very happy to get a message in, so there's no miscommunication. So I'm not trying to fumble in another language. And I certainly do not speak Japanese. So it was really is a way to use your Google Translator to tell the wait staff exactly what you need. I have found one place in Ireland, the chef actually was coming out towards our table. And I was like, uh-oh, is he upset? Is he mad at me for wanting accommodations, and he came out and he said, "You know what? I really want to thank you for being honest with me because we take food allergies really seriously. And this was a challenge for me to try to make something for you that was tasty, but without all of the added fats and other things that they put in it." And so he actually thanked me for this. And I'm like, well, I want to thank you for, helping me. But the question that always seems to get asked is, so what are you allergic to? And I'm not going to get into it with anybody because they're not going to understand. So that's my stock answer is just, well, when it comes to food, I have a lot of allergies, but if you prepare this for me really, really plain, it will be perfect. And I really appreciate it. And it's worked every single time. So, out there, I just learned I have to speak up for myself. And if I'm polite and I ask and I explain what I need, there's never been a problem. And it's so true, what they say in program. If I'm in fit spiritual condition, I can go anywhere. I can be surrounded. In US airports, especially, there's just stuff everywhere. I walk in to get a water bottle, and there I'm surrounded by my old binge foods. And it's amazing how it's just not for me. So the idea that we can travel and we can go anywhere and be in any country or any hotel, and we're safe and we're protected. It does take a little bit of planning, like anything else. And we think about how much time I spent, planning out tours or getting tickets or reading reviews of Airbnbs. Well, why wouldn't I do the same thing about my food? One other little tip I can tell you that this was in the hotel room in Minnesota. Always check the temperature of the mini fridge because the next morning I opened it, all my food was frozen. Everything frozen solid. So somebody might have just turned it up all the way and it was obviously too cold. So I learned always check the temperature of the mini fridge so it's maybe halfway so that you don't wake up and have all your food frozen solid. So those are some of the things that I do when I go here or yonder. And at the end of the day, food is food. It's meant to nourish me. And when I'm putting, the best stuff in my body, I'm raring to go. I got off that plane in Tokyo and I was just raring to go, because I put the right food in my body. I slept a little and I drank a lot of water and boom. And the last thing I can talk about, with travel, we're talking about, eating and food, but is water and hydration. There is a product called Liquid IV. They come in little, they're sugar-free little packets. And I add them to my water. And it's for when you're not drinking a lot of water, which I don't like to do sometimes traveling. Then I'm always looking for a ladies' room, but it does help to get the water into your cells. And my doctor recommended it, and it's been wonderful. So it's called Liquid IV. They sell it on Amazon, and they're individual little packets. You pour it into water, and that's what gets me through. So you can go anywhere. If you're safe and protected. So I hope some of these suggestions will help someone and don't be afraid to travel. You can go anywhere and you'll always find what you need. You just have to ask. Thank you.